KORN News Radio Sports for Tuesday, February 3rd. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Softball season just around the corner for Dakota Wesleyan. Tiger softball picked to finish sixth in the GPAC coaches preseason poll released yesterday. Midland and Morningside were voted number one and number two, respectively. The Tigers had one of the best softball seasons they ever had last year, finishing 34-16. They open their season this Friday with a pair of games versus York, Nebraska, and Culver Stockton out of Missouri. Those games start at noon in Sioux Center, Iowa. Also, high school basketball coming up here tonight. Doubleheaders everywhere you look, with Ethan taking on Sanborn Central Woonsocket. McCook Central Montrose travels to Parkston, and Hanson will host Wagner. Also, doubleheaders tonight with Mount Vernon Plankington traveling to Gregory. Corsica Stickney takes on Burke, and Platte Geddes faces Chamberlain. Other doubleheaders tonight, Wessington Springs will face Iroquois Lake Preston. Tripadelmont Armor travels to Gayville Vollen. Avon hosting Scotland Meadow. Kimball White Lake traveling to Wolsey Wessington. Howard at home versus Irene Wakanda. Also, a Vibrug Hurley travels to Canastota. And a girls matchup with the Bridgewater Emory at Coleman Egan. The NFL released a statement yesterday on New York Giants co-owner Steve Tisch, whose name showed up more than 400 times in files released by the U.S. Justice Department regarding Jeffrey Epstein. The statement said the NFL is aware of the reports and will look into the matter to understand the facts. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says there's been no discussion with the players' union about adding an 18th game to the season, and said that lengthening the season again was not inevitable. The NFL added a 17th game in 2021, and Goodell has expressed interest in the past about adding an 18th game in place of one of the three preseason games that each team plays every season. The commissioner said that a number of issues would have to be discussed with the union before an 18th game would be added, including whether or not a second bye week would be needed, plus the size of the rosters. The Denver Broncos have promoted quarterbacks coach Davis Webb now to offensive coordinator. Webb takes over for Joe Lombardi, who was recently fired after 15 years with Denver. Broncos head coach Sean Payton has not confirmed if Webb will take on play calling duties or not. The coaching change comes after Denver finished 14-3 last year, but fell short in the AFC Championship against the Patriots. LA Rams head coach Sean McVay and general manager Les Snead have agreed to multi-year contract extensions to stay with the Rams. McVay and Snead have led Los Angeles through one of their longest stretches of success in franchise history. The Rams are 10-6 in the playoffs and 92-57 in the regular season since McVay was hired in 2017, leading the Rams to two Super Bowl appearances, including winning in February of 2022. Top 25 men's college basketball last night. Number 11 Kansas would win in the final minute, defeating 13th ranked Texas Tech 64-61. Also, a 14th ranked North Carolina, they defeat Syracuse by 10, 87-77. Arizona remains the unanimous number one in this week's AP Top 25 men's college basketball poll. Michigan jumped to second after wins this past week over Nebraska and Michigan State. Connecticut, Duke, Illinois, they round out the top five. And in the AP Women's Top 25 basketball poll, Louisville moved up to sixth for their best ranking in 4 years. The Connecticut women remain the unanimous number one. They're the only undefeated team left in women's college basketball. UCLA is at number two, South Carolina at three, and Texas at number four.